Hot Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
And maybe Tone.
It's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Daddy.
And you, Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, Bruce?
College basketball still.
Yeah.
Tennessee. See you later.
Class. That's
we
classic.
We have Ligue 1.
Ligue 1.
10.5 Ligue 1. Point favorites.
I mean, that's just kind of what they do. At Tennessee.
They're from down there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. But we got ball today. We got more ball today because I know
we
the
do.
Dukes.
We do.
I know the Dukes play in the A-10 semifinal tonight.
Against the Bonnies?
Oh, is that tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow, my bad.
Yeah.
Watch out for Banks.
Don't you worry.
Banks is a dog.
Don't you worry. Mitt, how are we?
Doing fantastic, Tony. It's another pretty bad NBA slate.
Freak.
It's a tough one. Over at the Players, Wyndham Clark just went back-to-back.
Went low, off queen.
Low days.
Went off queen.
He's got a 5-shot lead currently.
What's up, JT? Missed
5-shot?
5-shot lead.
But the afternoon boys might make it a little close.
Yeah, I mean.
But probably not, honestly. He lit it up, and it's playing tough.
Yeah, Xander and Rory just went off. Xander's 1-under through 8. Rory's 1-under through 7. So those are the guys that had... Jay Day's got a chance to do some good stuff. Yeah,
Fitzpatrick
don't worry about it.
You know,
Saturday's moving day.
If we got any tennis, I didn't know tennis was happening until I saw the bees last night.
Indian Wells, brother.
Yeah, where's tennis anymore, Bruce? Or?
I mean, I can reach out to Dirty Mike for next week on the Indian Wells front, but that is like a precursor to the season really heating up.
Sure. Yeah. But I thought you.
Did you see that guy with the vacuum?
I did not know.
Wyndham Clark is plus 200 to win the tournament right now.
What is Matt Fitzpatrick, brother?
Matthew Fitzpatrick, brother, is plus 1,600.
Yeah, because if Wyndham blows up after his awesome day-to-day, Fitzpatrick's the grinder of the leaderboard.
Scotty's lurking. He is the exact same...
Neck problems.
Yes, but he is the exact same place where he started the tournament, plus 550.
He said that he was considering withdrawing during the round today.
He didn't, though. He fucking went out there, went 3-under.
Grinded it out, but I'm just saying, I mean, I guess the old...
No, you're saying don't put money on it.
The old saying goes, though, beware the injured golfer, but a neck does feel quite debilitating.
Maybe tonight.
I saw that massage he was getting. Look, he was turning the corner there.
Deep tissue. He's dialing it in.
Deep tissue at 14.
Golf is... I can't do it.
What are you talking about?
I can't do it.
You're out.
Even when there's a good day and Rory goes off... We got some doofus fucking throwing balls in the fucking rough to see where the fucking drop was. That was the first good day of golf we've had in how long? Where the big dogs were leading the tournament, and we're talking about guys fucking bickering over a drop.
That didn't ruin it for everybody though. That was just
certain parts of the internet.
It's
also
I'm trying.
I blame that
fucking
one.
I'm trying to stay alive in the golf world, but you're making it hard.
I blame that one on your algorithm.
No, because it did. I mean, PGA had to put out an 8-minute video about it.
They did, yeah.
So it was
upon watching that video, I did come away like maybe Rory is dropping like an asshole.
Yeah, but you're a mark too, so who fucking cares?
Yeah, Jordan Spieth was hilarious in that. I didn't see it. I'm, you know, totally up to you, Rory. But all the TV people said that you should be dropping way back there. So, I mean, it's up to you, Rory.
Golf Channel put out a 2-minute video of this guy fucking throwing balls.
Where the fuck are the spotters? Is there supposed to be a spotter?
Yeah, where are the fucking...
The spotter looks like he was 19 years old on, like, break from college.
Well, that's
another PGA issue.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Where's the old firm with the vests on?
Guess what?
Rules official. You know what? Where is those guys?
At Wimbledon, they're
just running reckless
at Wimbledon. They're trying those guys out all year long,
the ball boys.
Yes, okay. That needs to be what happens.
They have no impact on the rules.
The tennis
you get the best of
the tennis tournament. We got fucking
also
we got a beekeeper to fucking we can't get a fucking guy to figure out where Rory should drop a ball. We got a guy fucking killing
bees.
Did you know that they get graded and they go through the rounds as if they were tennis players?
Yes, they should.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking about. We need that.
There's your wide receiver, Tony.
Who? Oh, it's not someone like the way you said it.
Cowboys just released Michael Gallup.
Oh, don't be an asshole.
What?
Shocking.
I don't want Michael Gallup.
What about OBJ?
He's a good player.
I don't think I want OBJ. No.
Yeah, you do.
I saw maybe the most asinine tweet of my life.
Need last a night. Veteran leader.
Somebody, some guy, okay. some guy tweeted no. that DJ Moore and Keenan Allen was the best 1-2 wide receiver combo in the NFL.
Who said that?
There was a tweet.
I don't think that's the case. Some, I mean, they're good.
I don't think
they're probably top five.
I don't think it's the best combo in their division.
They also haven't taken the field. So
agreed, because Jefferson's so much better.
Right.
I don't know. I was thinking the Dolphins.
Oh, with the Dolphins, well, the Eagles.
There's just I would like you'd be yeah. lucky.
AJ Brown,
lucky.
Devon Smith.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase, T. Higgins.
Maybe
top in terms five. Of just production and numbers, it is the Dolphins.
Yeah, if Waddle's healthy. Yeah.
Yes.
But it, just in general, I think...
I would take probably Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
Yeah, that is a good combo.
They are good.
That's who I said.
There's a lot. There's just a
Dolphins
lot.
Dolphins are close.
Yeah. There's a lot of good combos out there.
Darius Slayton and...
That's your guys' wide receiver.
Can't even name another. We don't have Isaiah Hodgins anymore. Like Jalen Hyatt. There it is.
I didn't see this... Kenny Pickett
no,
comment today.
No, me either.
No, I don't think anybody did.
Do you know what, though? I respect it.
I do, too.
Because if you know it's going to be a problem and you can fucking
bingo
get rid of it now, then it's the right move by the Steelers.
That is the thing about...
We don't want hostages. We want volunteers. Yeah,
and if the Steelers are going to get sloppy with locker room stuff, it's going to be in March, not in September.
It'll be fucking...
Okay.
But now you got
now rid you
got
to love.
Now you got rid of Deontay, who was...
They are anyone that
I like what they're doing. Whether you like Russ or not as your QB,
Omar's kind of cleaning house.
Yeah, that's fine. But I like what I feel like the moves they're making are positive.
We're getting you got to do something besides Russ in the room, like good player behind him or competing with him.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
he's QB.
So we'll see.
He's QB one.
See who it is.
It's not a competition.
Yeah, he's got his tarp.
Dude. Fields is now trending because of it. I don't see how that works.
No, because you got to pay him the 20.
Good thing he deleted his socials.
Bring in Tannehill.
Tannehill might be too old.
Draft a youngster.
Yeah, that's sure is going to happen. Yeah, you could book Spencer Rattler to the Steelers.
Pastrnak and a youngster.
I would go Snoop Huntley myself.
Snoop Huntley, yeah.
But I think...
You got to bring back the Pastrnak for sure.
I think Tannehill is the move just because he's been with Artie Smith.
Yeah.
But...
And then you could book Spencer Rattler as a Steelers quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to make it to the top. He's not going to make it to the top 10,
did you see? Did you bet the fucking Falcons money line every single week last year and just watch Desmond Ridder fucking just throw away your money?
Nobody say anything.
What happened there?
But none of us said Desmond Ridder.
Spencer Rattler.
Oh, I got that wrong. They're the same fucking player.
No, but I mean, that's
the only we don't really know.
Let's move on before everyone logs off. the Moneyline Parlay NBA was the play last night.
Yeah.
Nice.
Even with the Bucks.
I did not take the Bucks. You did take the Bucks.
Yeah.
I hit my CBB parlay. This Dallas Stars did sting a bit.
Oh, let's do CBB because there already.
Yeah, I mean, I.
Well, first of all, we're both on Lyon, right, Gumby? Yeah.
Lyon!
Draw no bet.
Lyon!
It's in 10 minutes.
I'm on South Carolina right now. They're tied 6-6 with Auburn.
Early.
Probably live action there.
So you could probably still get them at +7.5 or +8.5, whatever it was. Bethune-Cookman getting blown out right now. I don't love that.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I don't really have anything till...
What do you got later? You got something tonight?
Yeah. Moneyline parlay. UConn, UNC, Houston, Kentucky, Arizona. I don't know how that loses unless Kentucky loses to A&M, who beat Ole Miss.
I, too, like Kentucky. I'm laying the 5.5 just as a standard wager. But with UConn, I'm actually on St. John's, small, half a unit, but I'm on St. John's plus the 10.5 just to keep it close, be a little punchy, maybe test them a little. I just think Rick Pitino in tournament time. Catching 10, if you can get it, I'm on it. Fair even play. Though it's my beloved UConn Huskies.
I hear you.
I don't love going against St. Peter's this time of year. But I think I think Quinnipiac will get them tonight. So okay. I got Quinnipiac money line.
That is what Quinnipiac does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got the Ohio Bobcats plus 2.5 versus Akron. I'm on Marist catching 4.5 versus Fairfield. NC State appears to just be rolling the ball out there and beating everybody. Mm-hmm. So I got them plus 3.5 versus Virginia.
Okay.
I love Baylor. We all know that. Give me Baylor plus 1.5 versus Iowa State.
Okay.
How is that the line?
Oh, that's... I watched Iowa State last
night. They're good, right?
They're good, I guess.
Well, they're the 2-seed, the Big 12. Big 12 is a good fucking
car. Yeah, they are a good team. I
just love neutral site. Baylor is the dog.
Baylor's kind of been catching points all year, though. This is what it's been. What else do I got? Utah State plus 4.5 versus San Diego State.
Okay.
Tarleton State money line versus Texas Arlington. And then late night, I got Colorado money line versus Washington State. And then this is a midnight tip. I repeat, this is a midnight tip.
Probably later in IRL.
So in Gumby's world, he has to bet it.
I love New Mexico money line versus Colorado State. I know Colorado State beat our boys last night mid, and I not be more upset about it. But I like this New Mexico team. I think they win this.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to put my hand up here and say Nevada, that loss was on me. I knew that they fucking beat Colorado State twice in two very, very emotional games earlier in the year. And I knew they were coming off fucking bye. I knew they were going to be playing slow. That was a fucking bad bet.
A lot of the bye teams did lose.
That happens yesterday. Sometimes.
That is how it goes.
Yeah.
I am on Ohio State again.
Yeah.
Taking on Illinois plus 5.5.
They're getting 5.5 now. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I just hit a button. That
you're okay.
Only affected my ears, but I just immediately couldn't hear everybody.
Russ just buried Pickett. Oh my god.
No, what'd he say?
Ready to work.
Hell yeah. Short and sweet.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Like I mentioned, though, I'm on Kentucky laying the 5.5. And then I like the Hoosiers, Indiana. They're kind of on one of those miracle runs trying to sneak into this thing by winning the conference tournament. Maybe. I like them plus 3.5 tonight as well at 9 o'clock.
Phenomenal ball game last night against Penn State.
Yeah, they kind of got that.
Phenomenal.
They got the magic
in them.
Maybe. I think that was another, is that another interim coach situation as well?
Yeah.
Love my interim coach situation.
Oh, Ohio State, since they fired their coach, has been phenomenal.
Yeah, they have.
Well, like I said,
is Dieter fucking coaching them?
I don't know. I don't know who's going to win the Big Ten tournament, but I truly believe that it won't be Purdue.
Well, they had an injury scare today.
That was a tight ball game against Michigan State.
I don't know if the guy actually got hurt, but it was on the internet.
I will. Edie, he got fouled late, just up to the line, nailed both foul shots. It's like, okay. That guy's pretty.
Yeah, the ED isn't the problem. It's whether they fucking get him the ball.
Yeah, they need Carson Edwards in the backcourt.
I think that's who got hurt.
Carson Edwards?
And by Carson Edwards,
Celtics legend?
No. Yeah.
I love that the Celtics drafted him and they just never played him. I was so upset.
Yeah, he's a G League guy, I think.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. I mean, he can go.
Should go over to Euro and win a couple of Euro titles.
NBA tonight.
Good luck out there, boys.
So bad.
I got one play.
Okay.
What the fuck did you pick?
I think Bruce is going to like it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Braden Smith was the one with injury. Give me the Detroit plus the 8 at home.
Who they got?
Miami.
The Heat.
Yeah.
That's the only play for me tonight. How do you feel about it, Bruce?
I like it. I'm not doing it. I like my Pistons at home these days as a nice laying 2.5 type of deal. Take them on the money line.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't love these lines.
No. It's terrible.
I hate them.
Same with the
I got nothing.
Same with the HL tonight.
I don't even think we need to go to the.
No, ice, there right? is no. I mean, I'll throw some together here for the vibes, you know.
But no,
I can't. I mean, those Blackhawks have been kind of spunky of late.
NBA 10.5 for Phoenix, and they just played last night. Like I just talked about, Heat in Detroit, Orlando 8.5 on the road against terrible Toronto team. They'll
probably cover.
LAC played last night, correct?
Yep.
They're going into New Orleans. Hard
six
game.
Yeah, that's tough. Denver 10.5. You could probably lay that if you really wanted to.
If you want to force something.
And then Atlanta. Fucking Vander Esch is on the loose.
Late.
Sign him up.
Bring him me now.
He's bring me a traitor.
Bring him to me now.
He is so bad. I am betting the Utah Jazz tonight +2.5.
Okay.
With Atlanta coming into town. That's all I got.
That'll be fun, at least.
Yeah, both hockey games are $4 and $3 favorites, so...
Parlay them. Fuck it.
I mean, that's still not even... You gotta parlay the minus water. You gotta parlay the puck line.
Yeah. Good luck out there.
Or just take puck line.
Good luck out there.
Nothing there.
No.
How about footy this week?
Ooh.
Big board.
We'll start in the FA Cup.
What?
I got Wolves money line versus Coventry City.
Okay.
And then obviously Liverpool money line versus Man United at Old Trafford.
When is that?
What's that?
When is the FA Cup? So that's tomorrow. Games were canceled because
of it. Yes. Just because it's down to the quarterfinals.
Okay. And you said Wolves and.
Wolves against Coventry and Liverpool against Man United. Saturday EPL, I got Spurs on the money line versus Fulham.
Okay.
La Liga, I got Girona draw no bet versus Hatafi. Bundesliga, I got Stuttgart money line versus Hoffenheim. Serie A, Lazio money line versus Frosinone. This MLS board is certainly something.
I don't
know. Oh, hold the phone. What do we got here?
MLS.
MLS.
I mean, what Bruce just said into the group text.
Yeah.
How are you guys not talking about that?
Gabe Marenzi tweeted out. He's going to do a Dodgers baseball camp.
Yeah. Adult Dodgers baseball camp. Gabriel Marenzi is the pinnacle, folks. I don't know what we're doing here if we're not talking about Gabe Marenzi at an adult baseball camp. What is he? What are we doing?
Well, it just broke. I wanted to see if he was going to live stream it, obviously.
We need to see.
Of course, GoPro on the forehead. I assume Netflix might do like a full swing type thing with it.
Like a Will Ferrell. One day where he plays for 8 teams.
Yep.
How is the MLS going?
It's nice.
It's a good slate.
You got anything for us?
Is Methy just... Yeah, I'm on Inter Miami this weekend in the New England Revolution.
You are spot on. The Revs moved on in the...
they're playing great.
Champions Cup.
Of course they
do. Yeah.
That's what we do.
Big draw and away from home.
Who do they got?
The draws in half for the next round.
What's your favorite free agency move from this week?
My favorite from this week? Let me think here. I mean, there's so many.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
What are your thoughts on what's going on with Kenny Pickett?
I mean, it's pretty wild.
Don't be said he's a bitch made cat.
I think it is. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's a bitch made cat move, but also some guys just want to go home.
Is it a dog move for Russ 10 minutes ago to tweet, I'm ready to work?
Oh, that was sick.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, get out of my city. Like, I wish that was what his like,
later bitch
was. Yeah. See ya, bitch.
Russ is really
get to work.
Russ is really he's really fucking doing Pittsburgh. That's
yeah, he
for
is.
Sure.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Yes.
Best free agent signing was definitely Calvin Ridley to Tennessee. No doubt about
what?
It. No doubt about it. If Levis is good, they're going to be kind of
sneaky. I think sick. Levis is kind of nuts.
Even if Levis stinks, guess what?
What? He's got so much moxie.
He's got the reindeer sitting behind him.
Yeah.
Bingo. Rudolph.
How mad do you think Rudolph could just stay in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Bring him home. What are we doing?
Can we trade? That deal yet? Maybe trade. Maybe. Oh, you can still pull out, can't you?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Did they introduce him yet?
Probably.
If they haven't, if he hasn't signed anything, that would be pretty sick.
Why don't you go get some sleep?
I'm gonna.
Oh boy.
Hammer down.
Godspeed,
brother.
Hey, Godspeed, brother.
Good effort. Godspeed,
boys. Let the Oos be with you, brother.
But also with you.
Inter Milan is double chance versus DC United.
Okay.
Messi came off with a hamstring injury.
Inter Miami.
Yes. But Luis Suarez is the one leading the league in goals and assists right now.
Yeah, and Bob Taylor's on the other wing, and Jordi Alba's fully capable of bringing the ball up playing in that final third.
A double chance on DC United, I think you can do. Bruce, Toronto FC double chance versus NYC FC, Bruce's boys.
We got to get a point at home, at least a single point.
So I like Toronto FC double chance. I don't hate Toronto FC moneyline plus 380 either.
I need this team out of Yankee Stadium.
They're not good.
It looks like shit. They look like shit. They play like shit. They're building a cube. That's why I started. I'm like, all right, I'm in. They're building a new facility for NYCFC. But boy, they stink at soccer.
Yeah. Toronto FC is playing well. Insignia's banging in goals. I like the Canadian women's coach, who used to be the Canadian men's coach, actually left to coach Toronto FC. He is a very good coach. I like him.
What else we got? Let's get off this shit.
Portland, double chance versus Houston.
Timber, it's going down.
Mm-hmm. LAFC, draw no bet versus Minnesota. And then Sunday, I got Marseille, draw no bet versus Rennes. AC Milan, moneyline versus Verona.
Mm-hmm.
Sevilla, moneyline versus Celta Vigo. Valencia, double chance versus Villarreal. Las Palmas, moneyline versus Almeria. Real Betis, double chance versus Rayo Vallecano. Barcelona, double chance versus Atletico Madrid. Villa, draw no bet versus West Ham. That's a decent price. I also don't hate Aston Villa, moneyline plus 140. West Ham as well. And then MLS, I just got Revs, draw no bet versus Cincinnati. And Atlanta, moneyline versus Orlando.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
That's all.
Tony, I got some for you.
What's up, dude?
Wait, before we do that, Tottenham's rolling into the finish line. They will win against Fulham. I don't know the price, but lay it.
Okay.
Yeah, I started with that,
Bruce. Yeah, you did.
Jeez.
Sorry.
Jesus, Bruce.
I'm sorry, I blacked out.
Jesus, Bruce.
Yeah.
Tony, I got some for you.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, a healthy outside starts from the inside.
You call me fat?
I mean, you took it like that. I don't know why you took it like that.
Who did it?
From 25 awesome quotes on nutrition. Nice. But I think you can take that and add that into any aspect of your life. A healthy parlay, if it's not feeling good from your own inside, it's not going to be good on the outside.
That was disappointing.
Yeah, man, I usually ride the quotes with you to the end. I cannot express this enough.
That one wasn't that bad.
This was a massive miss.
I mean, we need
you a didn't even have a person.
Yeah, we can't just have like a bunch
just
of
do anonymous.
It's a picture of fruit with a bunch of words on it. No, you can't find a different one.
You can't end the fucking week like this.
It's too late. You have all day to prepare this quote. All day.
I do not have all day, Bruce.
No, you do.
No, I don't.
You have from noon till 3:30.
That's a good point.
To find the quote.
That's a good point. But I also spend a lot of that time looking at NBA lines, looking at other random shit.
We need, I know we're saying no. Man, find another quote. I'm not ending the week like this.
Maybe some graphics. Maybe a good quote.
We need something good here.
Maybe something. Oh, okay. 1% better every day.
This one's not bad. This one's not bad.
We don't get two quotes.
Was it make sure we have a person who said it?
This one's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tony, that's for you.
There you go. Good start.
Well, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. Charles All Swindoll.
Charles All.
Charles All Swindoll.
All Swindoll. Fucking country singer.
Yeah. See, and like that's a great depiction of what happened today.
That baby, man. Totally redeemed yourself.
Yeah, we'll cut the first quote.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back Monday.
Hey, good week. Good week.
Good week. Good bounce back week.
Yeah. All cylinders.
Bounce back week.
I'm not going to promise this because I don't like paint myself into this corner.
Sure.
Last Saturday, I was getting my morning elliptical in.
Sure.
And I tweeted out that there was a lot of dogs that were alive in the college basketball world.
Okay.
I realized once I sent that tweet that I painted myself into a corner and I had to tweet out college basketball picks.
I don't think that's the case.
No, I think once you do the tweet, I felt like I did.
Okay.
I'm not, I'll try. I will.
Well.
I will.
I'll say that.
Why don't you just tweet them out with the replies off?
Because you can't do that.
Selection Sunday is this Sunday.
I will never.
We will have tournament picks next.
Yeah, week. I'm not turning replies off.
That's all that matters.
You're looking like Duke.
Okay.
Did you see what Duke did?
The Blue Devils?
Yeah.
Probably something soft.
They kept turning the replies on and off.
Oh, they stink.
They were holding that L, son.
The whole program stinks.
They were holding that L, son.
Yeah, you know what? I'll throw a few out. I'll get it. You'll get at least, I will promise you this.
Doesn't matter. Tournament.
You will get at least one college basketball pick for me tomorrow.
Bingo. There you go.
I will join you in this pledge. You will also get one college basketball pick.
Maybe just pick one, but there will be one.
I'll give you one right now. Fucking Duke's money line.
Yep.
Fucking brother.
Right there.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah!